Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Voters in Dade County will have an opportunity to hear directly from local candidates this weekend. The Dade County Republican Party, along with Discover Dade and KWIN Radio, hosting a local candidate debate coming up tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock at the Dade County Public Library in Trenton. The event will feature candidates running for local offices, along with guest speakers from statewide and federal races. Seating will be limited, and residents are encouraged to arrive early. For those unable to attend, the debate will be streamed live on our Facebook page, KWIN News Now. With early voting already underway, organizers say the event is a great opportunity for voters to stay informed ahead of Election Day. Today is the deadline to get your questions in, DadeDebate@Yahoo.com. An Ider, Alabama man was killed Wednesday afternoon in a multi-vehicle crash in DeKalb County. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, the accident happened on I-59 near County Road 140, just south of the Georgia state line. Troopers say 62-year-old Alvin Benefield was driving a pickup truck when it collided with a tractor trailer before striking another pickup head-on. Authorities say Benefield was not wearing a safety belt and was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the other vehicle and a passenger in Benefield's truck were both injured and taken to the hospital. The crash is under investigation. In Marion County, a missing hiker has been found safe following a multi-agency search effort. Emergency crews responded on Wednesday to the Little Cedar Mountain hiking trail after reports of a lost hiker. 13 members of the Haletown Fire and Rescue Team began the initial search. After more than an hour, additional assistance was requested, with crews from the Jasper Fire Department and Marion County Rescue joining. Officials say a local citizen also assisted using a boat to help in the search. The hiker was found a short time later in good health and transported by boat to the Marion County Park. Residents in Dade County have a chance to clean up their property during an upcoming Tire Amnesty Day. The annual Allen Bradford Tire Amnesty Day is tomorrow, Saturday the 2nd, from 9 until 1 at the Dade County Waste Transfer Station on Sunset Drive in Trenton. Dade County residents can dispose of up to 20 tires free of charge. Accepted items include standard car, truck, and motorcycle tires. Officials say large truck and tractor tires will not be accepted, and all tires must be clean and free of debris. In addition, the American Legion will be on site to collect worn American flags for proper retirement. County leaders say the event is a simple way to help keep the community clean and protect the environment. A traffic stop in Jackson County has led to a drug trafficking arrest. Authorities say a Jackson County deputy spotted a vehicle on Willow Street occupied by a wanted individual and made contact with those inside. During the arrest of 35-year-old Heather Lee on a bond revocation warrant, the deputy observed narcotics in the vehicle. Investigators say approximately 58 grams of methamphetamine along with drug paraphernalia were recovered. Lee, along with 47-year-old Grayson Gross of Hollywood, were both arrested and charged with trafficking methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And Lafayette High School is searching for a new head football coach following the resignation of Ethan Thompson. School officials say Thompson has accepted a head coaching job in Arizona, which allows him and his family to be closer to relatives. Thompson spent two seasons leading the Ramblers, guiding the program through a rebuilding period. Lafayette finished the 2025 season with a 4-6 record, an improvement after going winless the year before. Officials say the search for a new head coach will begin immediately. The Braves wrapped up their three-game midweek series with the Detroit Tigers yesterday, losing the final game, but they did take two out of three, and as we know it, the Braves have not lost a series the entire season. The Braves now head on the road to face the Colorado Rockies for three games over the weekend. We'll start that tonight at 7:25 with that first pitch at 8:40 tonight here on KWIN. You can catch Braves baseball all weekend long right here. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at DiscoverDade.com and throughout the day at your home of the Braves, Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420. Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.